Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody that has tuned in to this message on today, to this recording out there on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you on today. We are going to truly have a blessed time in the name of the Lord on today. If you don't know, hallelujah, today is the first Friday of the month. And on the first Friday of the month, what we have is Men's Day on the Holy Ghost prayer line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we have men come forth, call in, praise God, amen, and give their testimonies on how God has changed their life. This is what is needed at this hour. This is what is needed at this time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what is needed in these last and evil days. For men to come forth and give the testimony, hallelujah, of how God can change their lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we in the last day and time. For those of you that don't know, hallelujah, I am Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. I am the host and the proprietor of, hallelujah, amen, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Well, we bring you, amen, the dopest ministries that we can find on the planet. Glory to God. We get them and we bring them straight to you. Amen. Praise God. If it's an anointed word from God, hallelujah, we are going to bring it to you. Amen. Praise God. And put it in your face. We're going to put it in your ears. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are going to give you, hallelujah, the word of God. Now, today, like I said, this is the first Friday of the month. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have, amen, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost prayer line. Glory to God. Now, the Holy Ghost prayer line is on every day, amen, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, amen, beginning at 8 a.m. California time. Praise God. 8 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Midwest time, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure, amen, you call, amen. This is the number. The number is 720-650-3030. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the access code, they're going to ask you for access code. It's not a direct dial-in like this number. The access code is 319-2020. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And make sure you don't forget to tune in every night, Monday through Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, amen, at 9 o'clock Central Time. That is 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You tune in right here to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, amen, when we bring you a word of God every night. Make sure you tune in tonight, amen, when we will be discussing the holy days. Praise God, and the holidays. Praise God, hallelujah. Is Christmas a holy day? Is Easter a holy day? Glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to be addressing it tonight, so make sure you call in. Make sure you tune in tonight. Amen. Right now, we are getting ready, hallelujah, to go over, hallelujah, to the Holy Ghost prayer line. We are getting ready to tie in, amen, to the Holy Ghost prayer line. Praise God, amen. So I hope we are ready to have a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give me a second to make sure that they are ready to start. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I know some of y'all was like, ooh, that's my jam. But I'm sorry. We are about to go over to the Holy Ghost prayer line. They are already in prayer. Amen. For Men's Day on the Holy Ghost prayer line. Hey, make sure you go to my TikTok. Make sure you go to my Instagram. Make sure you go, amen, to my Facebook. Find the Black Prince of Preachers. Amen. Subscribe, like, and follow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And without further ado, I bring to you the Holy Ghost prayer line.
We ask, O Lord, that you bring a change over our life today, Lord. And asking the Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would feed us some bread from heaven, Lord. For you said you would that bread, Lord, and all that eat that bread, Lord, would have eternal life. Thank you for the life now, Lord, that we have within you, Lord. And we say, The life that we now live, we live by the faith, O Lord, of the things that you did on the cross for us. And we thank you for the cross, O Lord, that you bore for us, O Lord. And we realize if it had not been for you that was on outside, we would have perished long time ago. But, Lord, you kept us. And we thank you, Lord, for being the people. And, Lord, we give you the praise today for blessing us and keeping us. And, Lord, we thank you for the promises. And you said all of your promises were yes and amen. And we thank you for salvation and give you praise for it, O Lord. You brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. And, Lord, let the light shine. Let that light shine within us, O Lord, that other men might see our good works, O Lord, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, for the glory you have bestowed upon your people. And we give praise to it today in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray. Amen. 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 Thank y'all for coming in today. Come on in. Come on in today. We thank God. This is Men Day. Amen. It's a time and a day for men to shine, a time for men to give some praise to the Lord. And we just want to thank God. And you know the reason we come today, amen, would we come, Lord, that somebody might hear something and be saved. You know the Bible said we overcome by the words of our testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. And there are things in our lives that we need to overcome. And then someone might give a testimony that they overcame. And because they overcame, then you can overcome it. And so thank y'all for participating today. You know, we come also that someone might be saved. I just want to read you a scripture here, this morning before we get started. At Mark 1 and 15, amen, hallelujah, praise God. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Amen. It's time now. It's time. You know, I've been talking about it's time. It's time. It's time for us to repent and believe the gospel. You know, it's all about we believe in Christ. It's what Jesus did for us. We need to believe that gospel. And the gospel is the good news of the kingdom of God. You know, everybody said, well, I want heaven, but God said, I got a kingdom for you. I got a place for you and a place for you to live and a place for you to abide in. We abide in the kingdom. We abide in its kingdom. Amen. And I know everybody said, well, we all want to go to heaven. God said, I don't meet you in heaven. I meet you on the earth. Amen. I have colonized the earth so that the earth can be made like heaven. And we know that in that day, the Bible says heaven and earth is going to pass away. Amen. It's going to be passed away with burning heat. And God said, I'm going to establish a new heaven and a new earth. There will be a new earth for us to abide, where there will be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So death will be swallowed up. Hallelujah, in victory. And so we thank Jesus now, amen, that he has given us victory over death, not only death, but death, hell, and the grave. We have death, hell, and the grave. He has given us the victory. And I say to the men today, you have to know that the enemy is against the man. The enemy is against the man. And I talked about it yesterday, but I'd just like to go back over it. The book of Exodus to show, amen, we need to repent and believe the gospel, amen, because we realize the devil is trying to destroy you. You might not recognize, you might not see it, but the devil is trying to destroy the men because he realized that the strength of the family, amen, the strength of everything is in the man. It's not in the woman, it's in the man. And therefore, we ask the man today, amen, to stand up, amen, for righteousness. Stand up for righteousness. That's what we need men to stand up. Because it's the men that do the battle. God send the men off to war. And because he sent the men off to war, amen. If there's no men to do the fighting, amen. You know, we said a woman can't do it by herself. It was never meant to be for her to be going to war, but it's for us men. Looking at the book of Exodus, I'm going to go back to it. I did it yesterday, amen, to realize what it is that the world is afraid of. They are afraid of you. Amen. They're not afraid of the women. They're afraid of you. And here in Exodus 1 and 8, Exodus 1 and 8 said, and the children of Israel were fruitful. Oh, Jesus. Hold on, somebody knocking on my door. Amen. Hold on just a minute. The children of Israel was more fruitful. In other words, no matter what they did to them, the Bible always say, you know, the more, they oppressed them, the more they grew. I'm on the line if y'all don't mind. Y'all excuse me. Somebody just came in. Amen. It says, I just want to show that for the men, that they were afraid of you. And the children of Israel were more fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more mightier than we. Amen. So they're looking at your strength. They're looking at the strength of the man. They said, they are more mightier than we. They're more stronger than we are. Amen. They have more wisdom than they do. But we got to rise up and be who God called us to be, because we need the men to get back on the scene. Amen. You know, we look at the church. The church is full of women, and there are no men. And we ask, where are the men? Where are the men? Where are the men? And because we need the men to be the leader. See, God made you the leader. When they talk about it in the book of Genesis, amen, that God made the man first. He made the man first. And then he made the woman to be his helper. Now, you know, we don't put women down because, you know, they full of wisdom. They got knowledge. They got understanding. Amen. They can help you out. They can give you some wisdom sometimes. Amen. But you just got to be the man. Be the head. Make the final decision. And that's what we need in these last days, you know, that the men must stand up. And whenever, if they're afraid of you, there must be a reason that they're afraid of you, that they feel like you're mightier than they are. And so because they feel that you're mightier than they are, they want to afflict you. And so, and I don't know if you look around today, you see the affliction going on the men. You know, they shoot you down in the street and you don't have no weapon, they shoot you. Amen. You don't do anything, they shoot you. If you're walking, they afflict you. If you're sitting down, they afflict you. Amen. If you're running, they afflict you. If you go to the park, they afflict you. If you stand on the corner, they afflict you. No matter what goes on, it seems like the enemy is after the men. But we know now that because we are the men, amen. And they feel that we are stronger than they are, then you might realize that why is it that they shoot us? Why is it that they're down on us? Why is it they try to shut us up? It's all because they are afraid, because they know that if you ever learn who you are, amen, if they ever learn who you are, amen, then they know that you want to overcome them. And so let the men stand up, amen. Let the men stand up. You know, we say for men, it's time for the men to get saved. Time for men to get saved. We talk about it's a time for men to get saved. And that is why we want to hear you today, because we need men to get saved. We need the men to stand up. We want the man to take his place that God gave him, amen. And so thank God for the day. This is what it's all about. But we know that we are in bondage, and we have things that we've gotten caught up in. And the things we got caught up in, we want you to know that God can bring you out today. Amen. I know we read sometime in Romans chapter 10, we shall make a confession. Romans 10 and 9 said we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead and thou shalt be saved. I wish everything start with a confession. Everything start with a confession. And we confess with our mouth. That's Romans 10 and 9. Everything start with a confession. Amen. And when you start with a confession, before you do something, most of the time it start with a confession. Confess. You know, when you get ready to buy a car, you're going to tell somebody first, I'm going to buy a car. Amen. If you're going somewhere, you usually going to tell someone, I'm going somewhere. And you normally, you do that before you go. Because when you make your confession, amen, confession, your confession will direct you in the way. It'll direct your mind in the way. And so that you can do the next thing. You can do the next thing. And then Acts chapter 2, amen, Acts chapter 2, you know, and when Peter said, you know, the people was wondering on the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place and on one accord, and then the Holy Ghost fell. And then when the Holy Ghost fell, the people asked Peter, said, well, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said, in Acts 2:38, he said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you. Now it's unto you. The promise is unto you. That means everybody, the Holy Ghost is for everybody. It's just not for a certain group of people. Because the promise is unto you and to your children. That means after you, your children is for your children. And to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And so this is what they did when they decided they were going to repent. Amen. Made the confession of their faith. Then they were to repent. And then they would be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And he said, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you. Now that means that the promise of the Holy Ghost is for everybody. This is why Jesus said in John 3 and 5, amen, he said that except you be born again of the water and of the Spirit, amen, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so we want to do these things, amen, and get started so God can teach you and show you the way in which you should walk. And that is why we come to the word, we learn, we hear, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so today, amen, when we come here, your faith, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Your testimony that you make today, amen, faith cometh by hearing. And when someone hear your testimony today, amen, they can gain faith for whatever it is that God did for them, then God can do the same thing for you. What he did for you, he can do for them. And so this is why we have this day of testimony, so that someone can hear and have faith for what they hear, and so they can believe. And when they believe, amen, God can deliver them, God can heal them, God can save them. And those are the type of testimony we like to hear, you know, where God brought you from. You know, somebody say, he brought me from a mighty long way. But we want to know where he brought you from. I mean, what pit did he get you out of? What ditch did he get you out of? What struggle were you having? And I know some of us was having some struggles, amen, but through God, you overcame it. See, we want to know, what is it that you've overcome? If you overcome drugs, you overcome alcohol, you overcome being a whoremonger, I mean, not a whore, but a whoremonger. You overcame being a whoremonger. You said, well, I don't want to tell nobody about that. Well, there might be some whoremongers on the line today, amen, and they need to overcome that. And they need to know, how did you overcome that? Amen. When we look at St. John chapter 4, we see the woman at the well. Amen. I mean, she was shacked up and everything and had five husbands. But when Jesus told about herself, she went running to tell them, come see a man that told me everything about myself. In other words, she realized she was in a condition, but Jesus showed her condition. And then maybe she was able to overcome her condition. And so that is what we want to hear today. Amen. And now, you know, today I got a brother on today. I got Brother Prevost on today. Amen. And Brother Prevost? No, I had it first. No. Is Brother Smothers on today?
Brother Smothers, not yet.
He's not on yet. Brother Smothers is supposed to give me a song and give me a testimony. Is Brother Prevost on today? We can start off with him.
He's here.
Brother Prevost, you got a testimony and a song?
Amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. I thank God for being on the line. Thank God for everybody on the line today. My testimony is, you know, God can bring you back to where you're supposed to be. He can bring you back to where you're supposed to be. In other words, let me give you my testimony. I was raised in the Church of God in Christ, and I basically grew up knowing right from wrong. I knew what I was supposed to have been doing, knew what I wasn't supposed to have been doing, but somewhere along the line, I went astray, and I thought I had got away. When I was a kid, it was prophesied to me from my pastor. My pastor told me, he said, you're going to be a sub one day. I don't know what it is. And then a prophet came, and she called me a pastor. And then this was when I was a kid now. I'm talking about a child. I was 12 years old. I was walking to the corner store, and this dude, you know, a regular dude, I want to say a bum, because, you know, he had a 40 in his hand, so I don't know. You know, that was back in the 80s, in the 90s. So this bum just passed by me and said, hey, dude, are you a preacher? Now, I'm 12 years old, dressed in regular clothes. It's been prophesied over my life that this is who I'd be. And I thought I got away. I was about 30, 34, 35. I had got with my wife at the time, and I was joking. I was joking at my job, and I'm an actor. I act. I'm good at drama and all that kind of stuff. So I was acting like a preacher. I worked at the ballpark, and I was walking to my stand during batting practice. I was a supervisor there, and they was hitting home runs during batting practice. I was down here in Houston for the Astros. And that was back before we was winning, y'all. We winning now. But that was years ago, about 12 years ago when we wasn't winning. So I got up there in my stand, and I was preaching about, you know, you need to learn how to it don't do no good to hit a home run in practice if you can't hit a home run in the game. And my wife, now she my wife, she wasn't my wife at the time. My wife looked at me and said, you know what? You are an undercover preacher. Now, look, she wasn't saved at all. Don't know nothing about church, none of that. She from the south side of the hood. So she don't know nothing about church or none of that. And she looked at me and said, I'm an undercover preacher. And I was like, doggone, I thought I got away. Glory to God. But to make a long story short, I got back into the Word of God, got back into church, and accepted the calling that God had on my life. The first church we went to, is like soon as we got there, they started putting me to work. We walked in, they was like, hey, I want you to put on a program for Black History. And I'm like, well, do I need a speaker? They like, yeah, we probably do need a speaker. Why don't you go ahead and do it? You know, they don't even know me. So it's like it was all my life to be who I am today. And then we founded the prayer line. We founded the prayer line about 8 years ago, seven, 8 years ago, something like that. And on the prayer line, you know, I advertise on Facebook, a guy, may he rest in peace, Bishop Andre Alexis, began to get on our prayer line. And I connected with him, and he put me in touch with Bishop Page. And I credit them to a lot of what's going on in my life right now. We got the Blog Talk Radio going. We got YouTube channels up. We got videos all over the internet. It's all because of the connection I had with Pastor Alexis, and then I met Bishop Page. Bishop Page, at the time, me and my wife were homeless. That's a testimony in itself. I'm not homeless as in homeless like we on the street homeless. Homeless as in we got to live with people, sleep on couches type homeless. God never allowed us to sleep on the street. That's a testimony right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bishop Page and Pastor Alexis, knowing what situation we were in, told us, come up here. Amen. And they got us started, got us on our feet, and we up and running. We up and going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we got business ventures that are in our lives right now. We're trying to get an LLC so we can start our own business. It's a lot going on, and I credit it all to getting back in touch with my spiritual side, because it was a time I was trying to run away from it. I didn't feel like I was that type of person that was worthy to preach the word of God. And then I got into the word of God, and I realized ain't no man in this book worthy to preach the word of God. Amen. I mean, Abraham was a liar and an adulterer. David was an adulterer and a murderer and a liar. Jacob, amen, was a hustler and a swindler. None of these men were worthy. We only worthy because God say we worthy. And when we accept the fact that God made us worthy, then we act accordingly. We act like we worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And like I've told y'all many times before, I was rapping. And I was doing good at it, but I couldn't get no play, praise God. One of my best songs only got like 500 views. But then, amen, I began gospel rap. I got one song got like 50,000. One song has 30,000. And they're only growing. Amen. They ain't growing overnight, but they growing. Glory to God. And I thank God for that, for what he's doing with that, praise God. And thank God for everything. And a lot of people don't understand my ministry in particular. Amen, and I encourage other men and women out there that maybe God gave you something to do. Amen, and do what God called you to do. Follow the voice of God that God called you to do. Amen, you got to be what God wants you to be. And that's what I had to realize. I can't allow other people, not just in the world, but people of the church also. We're getting it at both sides when it comes to serving God. So I just give God the glory, the praise, and the honor for him being who he has been in my life, lead me and guide me, always being there. Even when I thought I got away, he was always right there because he never left me or forsake me. I thought I left him, but he kept following me. Amen. We always say we found God. We ain't found God. He was always right there. If we just turn around, he's right there. He's always in our lives. He's always there. And the Bible says many are called and few are chosen. And I believe that only few are chosen because we don't answer the call. If you don't answer the call, if you don't repent and give God your life, amen, you will end up like the Bible says, if you find your life, you'll lose your life. In other words, you'll lose what God got for you. Bless the name of the Lord. And I thank God that he's changed my ways. In my old marriage, I was an adulterer. Amen. I was a manager, a person of authority. So of course, if it's a woman under me that worked that I liked, praise God, I could easily get into a relationship with her. Praise God. But I thank God that God has given me the Holy Spirit. And one of those, let me say this, because a lot of people think, and people may disagree, but I'm going to just say this. A lot of people think when you get saved, everything just go away from you. And I ain't taking nothing away from those people that say, I got saved, and God just took this away from me. Glory to God. But some people are like Paul, and they got a thorn in their side. And God say, my grace is sufficient for you to carry that burden that you have. Praise God. He's given us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit got self-control. I thank God that I can use the Holy Spirit to control myself now in situations. Glory to God. Because the flesh is still alive, and I got to die to it daily. Praise God. And I just thank God for everything he's done in my life. I thank God for Bishop Page and everything, the influence he's had in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for everybody that's been around the late Pastor Alexis, who basically started us, had the idea to start us on our way. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that. And I want to play one of my songs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is called Ordinary. Praise God. Amen. For everybody out there that people think you being extra, you extra holy, you a Bible thumper, you doing too much. This song is for y'all. Praise God. It's called Ordinary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I hope y'all like it. Like I said, y'all can go to my Facebook page. It's my YouTube channel, The Black Prince of Preachers. Amen.
Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yo,
you think elder just extra, you think I do the most. You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing, ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra, yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God, he just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget, I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
Think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers don't have it for the low. Listen, God with me. So ain't no stopping me. You should have stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never work, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather D.O.D., because he got my back. Where elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know.
Oh,
that I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
Tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear. Don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen,
that I'm just being ordinary,
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
I'm just ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Hey, man, that was my song, Ordinary. If y'all like to, y'all can go to my YouTube channel, the Black Crystal Priestess, and check me out. And thank y'all for y'all time. That's my testimony. Glory to God. Back in your hands, Bishop.
Well, praise God for that testimony. Amen. God can turn things around. You need something to be turned around, God can turn it around. I want to get some other brother, but I got one of my sons here. You know, he just overcame some things. Brother Brandon, and Brother Brandon, I'm like, won't give you a testimony, Brandon.
All right, no problem. So, first, I just want to thank God. One, he woke us up this morning. He is a great, awesome God. I just want to do this quick testimony because I got to get on the road, but I just want to say, like, in 2020, I was having a lot of headaches and having a lot of issues with my head, and I was going to the hospital to a point where I didn't know what was going on with my head, so like I was in a lot of pain. So I went to go to a neurologist and went to the ER, and they found a tumor in my head. They tested it, it was benign. So I got with my neurologist. We was talking. He was like, you know, let me just see what process we're gonna move. So my very first thought process was like, man, what's gonna happen with me and this tumor? Because when I did talk to the doctor, he was like, you know, there's a possibility that you can go blind. And me being a person, I'm like, I want to keep my eyesight because, you know, I got a family, I got stuff I got to do, I got stuff I want to accomplish. And I want to thank God for just to give me that mindset to, one, just to look into getting the help that I need, but it wasn't really the final help that I was supposed to get. So, like, doctor called me, he was like, you know, we have two options. We can either do surgery or give you radiation or chemo. And I wasn't trying to do the radiation and chemo because we all know what radiation and chemo does to your body. It makes you sick and it breaks you down. So I want to thank God for just allowing me just to be able to have the surgery. But it's not just about the surgery, but God in the doctor's hands completely healing me because he is a healer. So that's my testimony because God did heal me through that. And then every time I go back to my doctor's appointment every 6 months, there's no traces, there's no nothing. Yeah, they did have to cut the tumor out, but my memory's coming back. I'm getting to the point where everything that I couldn't do, I'm able to do, and that's through the grace of God because he's so good and so awesome to the point where I could have had a tumor still not knowing about it, and I could be blind, but he spared me. And I thank him for that. That's probably like the best thing you can ever think about, just being spared and being able to be in a position to know that you have help and he's going to be able to help or he's going to provide. Providing me with the doctor that I needed and God in his hand because if the doctor would have moved an inch any closer to the left, I would have been a potato. Like, I'd have been stuck. Like, I wouldn't even be able to be moving. So I want to thank God for just touching me in my body and God in the doctor, because if he didn't got that doctor, I wouldn't even be able to give this testimony. I just want to encourage everybody that's going through something or just, you know, when you're talking to the Most High, just be encouraged to thank him and just ask him for what you need, because he will provide for you. But that's my time, and normally it would be a little bit longer, but I do got to go. So I will talk to y'all later.
Amen. Everybody give God a hand, praise for brother. Amen. Brandon Smart, amen. Hey, how God has brought him through. He had brain, had a brain tumor on his brain, and God brought him through that. Amen. And so no matter what anyone says, amen, God always still has the last say so. And so I just thank God that God healed my son there and brought him through it. Amen. And now he's back driving. He's back able to do things that he couldn't do. I'm trying to say God is able to do anything but fail us. Amen. And so don't give up. Amen. Just because the doctor said something, don't give up. Amen. The woman had the issue, and the doctors couldn't help her, but she came to Jesus and touched the hem of his garment, and she got healed. And so don't give up. You know, don't lay down and say, hey, I just give up. I'm tired. Amen. Amen. Give it some time. You got to persevere. Amen. In time. God does everything in time. Amen. So thank God for the testimony of Brother Brandon Smart there. So is there anyone, is there someone else on the line that, you know, you just want to give a testimony? You got some? Brother Green, you on today?
Not yet.
Amen. Praise God. My man going to forsake me again today? Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hey, Brother James on?
No.
Brother James didn't come on. Amen. And Brother Greg. How about Brother Greg? Did he make it today?
He's been on every day. He'll probably be on a little later, too.
Amen. Is there anyone else on today that wants to give a testimony?
No men.
No men is on today? What happened to my men? Hallelujah. Praise
Lord,
God.
Oh,
I had five or six men, amen, that's supposed to be on, amen. Just amen. To the men, amen, today. I'm going to read out the book of Proverbs, amen. Just for the men, amen, until someone came on, amen. Proverbs chapter 5, amen. Amen. It said, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. Then you will learn to be discreet and will store up knowledge. The lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But the result is as bitter as poison, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. But she does not care about the path of life. She staggers down the crooked trail and doesn't even realize where it leads. Amen. It's saying to the men, you know, pay attention. Pay attention, men, to an immoral woman. She can lead you astray. She can lead you down the pathway of death. And men got to have wisdom to stand up, amen. Got to stand up, amen. Got to reject, got to resist. Got to resist the temptation of an immoral woman, amen. Because the only thing, you know, we talk about the immoral women in the street, you know, the only thing she's concerned about, she's just concerned about your money. It's not a relationship. It's just a flame. We call it, it's just a flame. And then we as men got to have wisdom. We got to be wise. Amen. We got to be wise with these things. And not to go down that path to think that that is the pathway of life. Most of us, amen, even like myself, it wasn't so much the immoral woman, I called it. I mean, they wasn't on the street. But they were just women that we call loose women, amen. And we were always after the loose women, praise God. Amen. We were just out there. We could find one. And that's what we was looking for. Looking for somebody that was loose. And that was loose. You know, we was like a hunter. I was just like a lion, you know, going out looking for prey. And then, you know, our men, women, if any women, you know, men are just like lions. They go hunt. And then even the seductive woman, she just out hunting somebody that she can take down. And this is a two-edged sword here because not only does men do that, but women do it also.
That's right.
And they go out looking for somebody. And so be careful, men, and realize that you don't want to go down that path. Amen. Praise God. Don't go down that path because, you know, you're supposed to be strong. You're supposed to be the leader of things. And you're not supposed to you're not supposed to allow yourself to be led that way. We're supposed to be able to lead to life, and because we are the one that give the seed, we're supposed to be the life giver. And so be careful, men, about this, because most men, they get caught up. Most of the time, they get caught up in these things. They get caught up in these immoral acts, and because they think that is what life is all about. You know, men think life is about sex and money. I mean, that's all men look for. Well, give me some sex and give me some money. Amen. But we got to put God first. Amen. Follow the way of God. Don't allow yourself to be led down that path, which is not good. Amen. And Proverbs chapter 6 and 32, he said, a man who commits adultery, amen, is another fool. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We got a lot of fools around. Amen. A man who commits adultery is a fool. Amen. For he destroys his own soul. Wounds and constant disgrace are his lot. His shame will never be erased. It's, you know, man that commits adultery. Now, you know, we're talking about his shame will never be erased. But when we see David, we see David. Now, here it is. I don't know how many years it's been. I don't know, it's 2,500 years, 3,500 years, or whatever the time has been since David did what he did, and we still talk about it today. Shame and disgrace just follows him. And so, men, let us not get caught up in that. Let us not get caught up in that, because that is not what God wants us to be. We're supposed to be an example, amen. We're supposed to have wisdom. We're supposed to be wise, amen. And the reason Solomon said, I'm teaching this, I'm trying to teach you something that will save you, that will help you, amen, because you can go down that path, you can go down that road. And I didn't realize there was so much teaching that Solomon did on this, amen, amen. When you look at the Proverbs chapter 6, listen to what's Proverbs chapter 6. He said, These commands and this teaching will keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of an adulterous woman. Don't lust after her beauty. Don't let her seduce you. Amen. For a prostitute will bring you to poverty, and sleeping with another man's wife may cost you your life. Amen. How many men, you know, you jumped out the window because you were in somebody else's house? That wasn't wise. That wasn't wisdom. You in somebody's house, you going up in somebody else's bed, amen, just for a thrill. It could have cost you your life. And then I know some of us has done it, amen. And even if you've done it, you know, amen, you ought to thank God that God spared you, that God didn't allow you to get caught up in it. Hallelujah. How many times, you know, we've done these things in somebody else's bed, knowing that we're not supposed to be there. It was just the grace of God that you're still here now, because if that woman or that man or whoever had caught you, amen, you don't know what they would have done to you. You know, you can appease a man, you know, when maybe you stole something from him, but usually if you take his woman, amen, or take her man, amen, praise God, there's no appeasement for that, amen. And so let us be careful, men. Let us be careful, men, not to get caught up in these things. So Solomon said, this is what wisdom is all about, amen, to know what you should and shouldn't do. You shouldn't be in another man's house, amen, laying in his bed. You shouldn't be in another woman's house, laying up in her bed, amen. These are the things that bring disgrace upon you, because the first thing they don't call it, oh, there goes that whoremonger there. So-and-so slept with somebody. And it's going to be the talk of the town, because they know that you're doing something that God told you not to do. When God said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. We shouldn't commit adultery. But we know that the adulterers, amen, we know they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And sometimes we take this woman, we'd rather do this, amen, than serve God, knowing that what you're doing is going to lead you to hell, amen. Hallelujah. So don't go down that path, amen. Praise God. God wants you, amen, in his kingdom. But God won't put up with none of that type of thing in his kingdom. And we got to realize today that God won't put up with that in his kingdom. He don't want that to be taking place in the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, if you're in the kingdom, you need to get rid of that stuff. If you ain't married, amen, you need to cut it out. That's fornication, amen. Praise God, amen. And then sometimes we accept, we would rather be fornicating than serving God. And I know you're going to get your thrill, and I know it's a feel-good thing, amen. And I know it's lust, amen, that you're trying to fulfill. But the best fulfillment you can do is those that do the will of God. Hallelujah. That is the best thing to do. God said, I don't mind you having that pleasure, but have the pleasure right. Get married. And if you're going to do it, get married. Amen. If you don't want to be married, abstain and be by yourself. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't lose your life for sex. Amen. Don't lose your life over sex or a good feeling. Don't lose your, not use your life, but don't lose your soul. Because your soul is at stake here. You know, we are playing, when we do this, we are playing with our soul. We don't realize how close it is, but you are playing with your soul. Your soul can be lost. Just a little wisdom from God. Is there another man on yet? Amen. Praise God.
Not yet.
Another man. Not yet, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Somebody got on, it said Andre Prevost said it was a different number, so I don't know, was that his father?
Amen. Praise God. And so Solomon goes and say, we're just in Proverbs today, chapter 7, amen. Hallelujah. Said, Proverbs 7, amen. This is what Solomon was saying, amen. And verse 6. He said, I was looking out of the window of my house one day, and I saw a simple mind. You know what he called a simple-minded young man who liked common sense. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman. He was strolling down the path by her house at twilight. And as the day was fading and the dark of the night set in, the woman approached him, dressed seductively and a sly of heart. She was the bash, rebellious type who never stayed at home. She is often seen in the street and the market, soliciting at every corner. She threw her arms around him and kissed him. And with a brazen look, she said, I've offered my sacrifice and have just finished my vow. It's you I was looking for. I came out to find you, and here you are. My bed is spread with colored sheets of finest linen imported from Egypt. I perfume my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until the morning. Let's enjoy each other's caresses. For my husband is not home. He's way on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him, and he won't return until later in the month. She seduced him with her pretty speech. With her flattery, she enticed him. He followed her at once, like an ox goes to slaughter, or like a trapped stage, awaiting the arrow that would pierce his heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. Amen. I like this part here because when it talks about that, it's not talking about, just talking about a whorish woman here. If you look on the spiritual side right here, if you look on the spiritual side of it, it's not talking about just a whorish woman. It's talking about how we get caught up sometimes. Amen. We're saying that the husband won't be back for such a time. And you think about the husband man, Jesus is the husband man. Amen. And because he's the husband man, we don't know what time he's going to return. You see, she didn't know when he was coming back. She didn't know how long he would be gone. And this is why we say it's time now that we get saved now, because we don't know when the Lord is going to return. Amen. We're not going to be kind of like the five wives and five foolish in Luke 15. We don't want to be like that. We don't want to get caught up doing things that we shouldn't do. And then all of a sudden, when the Lord comes, we're not ready for his coming. Amen? And so what has happened is, this is our flesh, amen. Our flesh wants to entice us, amen, to say the Lord is not coming. The Lord won't be here today. Amen. Amen. He got all these other things got to be done before the Lord comes. You know how we get in the Bible? We get to looking at, well, Jesus can't come right now because, you know, this hasn't been done and this hasn't been done. But if Jesus said, I'm coming at a thief in the night, if you're not watching and waiting for me, I might show up any moment. So we don't know when the Lord's going to show up. And so we got to be ready. This is what it's all about, that we got to start getting ready for the coming of the Lord. Because even if you don't come tonight, amen, or even if you don't come today, you don't know, that might be the day, that might be your number, amen, the day that you perish from the earth, the day that you allowed her to seduce you. That could have been your last day. You don't know. In other words, he was saying here, but that the dart going through it. In other words, she got him to a place to seduce him to a bed. Then she killed him while she had him there. Do you realize how many men have lost their life? Amen. They were seduced by a woman, and she took him to a place, and then she had him killed, or had her buddy sitting around the corner waiting on him. Amen. I've seen a man even in driving, when I was driving, a woman standing out of the street half naked, and the guy stopped for her. And as soon as he stopped and picked her up, some guys ran out of the bushes and robbed him and killed him. All because he was allowing himself to be seduced by her beauty. And because she had on little clothes, you know, for a man, you know, that get excited. He got excited about it, and he saw how pretty she was, and he was seduced by her because her whole point for standing there was to get him to stop and then take advantage of her. Men, let's not go down this trail, amen, because there are people out there ready to take advantage of you. They take you to the bed, and then after you finish, you go to sleep, and when you go to sleep, they get up and rob you. And they take all your money. And while you sleep, they take your keys and get your car also, amen. And so men, let's be careful. God is trying to give us wisdom here, man. And let us not do these things. Now, I can remember back in my time, amen, they wanted me to be their pimp back in the day. That was way back in the 70s. They had about six women, really, wanted me to be their pimp. Then I had one of them went to school. She was supposed to be my teacher. She was supposed to show me what the do's and the don'ts about the streets because, you know, I was green. You know, I'm from the country. We didn't know anything about that. I was a greenhorn, you know. I didn't know nothing, but she wanted to teach me about the streets, you know. And then she was saying, you know, whenever you take one of the girls to bed, he said, never take your money in there because that's the first thing they can put you to sleep. That's the first thing they're going to get. But they always keep your clothes close by you because they'll take your clothes and run out so you can't chase them. And I saw that happen one time. You know, I was in St. Louis, and we was down at the, I think it was called the Galt Hotel, amen, right downtown, right down by the arch, right? And we was down there, and I saw an old brother had took one of those sisters up there to the room up there. And then when he took her to the room, after he finished and he kind of dozed off a little bit, and the next thing she did, she ran out with his clothes. And he came down the elevator running down the street in his underwear. She had got him, and he running down the street in his underwear. He couldn't catch her. And she ran off with his clothes and his billfold and everything he had in it. Come on, say, men, be wise, amen. Be wise to these speech. Don't get caught up in these kind of things because it could cost you your life. In other words, while he was asleep, she could have killed him there because he wasn't using wisdom and going out with one of these type women. Men, be careful. Now, this is not for the women. It's just that men, be careful, amen. Praise God. Be careful. Is there someone else?
Brother Greg just came on, Bishop.
Come on, Brother Greg. Amen. We've been waiting on you to give a testimony. Men are kind of slow today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Brother Greg. You got your testimony, Brother Greg, today? Because I know you come from a long way.
Oh, we got some good ones, Bishop.
I'm just in the moment right now. I just lost a family member, you know, Wednesday morning. So I was just kind of like, I wasn't really there right now, you know. I just, my
Amen.
Niece passed away Wednesday. Well, we just found out Wednesday morning that my niece, she's 32 years old, and she's been having a rough life, but she just OD'd Wednesday, I guess. Well, the police just came to my sister-in-law house Wednesday morning and told her that her daughter was dead. And it's been kind of hard on my kids and, you know, their mom and everything. Because everybody, you know, we've all been very close.
Amen.
And trying to just keep, my head has just been kind of spinning right now because, you know, she had three kids and they've been with my sister-in-law. And, you know, she's been on the phone with me. I've just been praying with her and listening to her cry her heart out to me. But that's where I've been since, you know, she's been calling me and I really don't know what to really say to her much because I know she's been going through it with, you know, where her daughter has been. And through the life that we've all had, you know, growing up and, you know, we've all been out there in the streets and everything. I know where it all comes from. This is her middle child. So I've tried to get her to come on to our prayer line as well because, you know, we've all been, you know, blessed by God to, you know, that he's given us another chance in life to renew ourselves. And this child, amongst the three that my sister have, she has three daughters. And out of the three girls, her middle child decided to be the one that walked in her footsteps, you know, that got into the drugs and everything, you know, and walked down the same path that we walked down when we were growing up, you know, even though that she graduated, got a high school diploma and, you know, started off in college but didn't complete it, and I mean have good skills, but she chose to just live that other life. You know, she took the route, you know, and started doing things that, you know, her mom did, and, you know, it just like she took off with it instead of, you know, turning away from it. She took off with that life and left her kids with her mother and kept on going into the streets, you know. And it's just like, you know, we all kept, you know, telling her, you know, she need to stop. And, you know, we kept praying for her. And she just, you know, she started drinking and everything. And, you know, the next thing you know, she was with all these different guys and she started having babies. She ended up with three kids. And then my sister ended up having to take care of her kids because she kept on going back into the streets. And every time I seen my niece, I kept telling her, you need to stop because these streets are going to eat you up, you know. This is not the place where you need to be. You know, you see what your mom came out of. Your mom had a hard life, but God gave her a second chance. And you, you know, you don't know nothing about these streets. And, you know, her dad, you know, he left California and moved to, I think, Washington, D.C. somewhere. So they all had different fathers as well. And, you know, all we could do is just keep praying. And she just, you know, she kept, you know, just was out there. And then my daughter, you know, her first cousin, my daughter was always on her about what she kept doing and kept trying to, you know, tell her, you know, come on, why don't you come, you know, come and do what you were taught to do when you was going to school. Come and do some hair. Come and, you know, I don't know what that trade is where, you know, she was like one of those people that design houses and know how to furnish homes and all of that stuff. But she had that trade. She wouldn't just keep it up. But she was excellent with, you know, furnishing homes and all of that, you know. And she just had this fetish for running the streets with these gangster type young boys. You know, it's like they just turned her on. And, you know, she was real gullible. She didn't know nothing about the drugs. Didn't, you know, she drank, but, you know, as far as the drugs went, you know, she was like a square trying to be a part of the crowd, you know. And as she got older, she kept, the only thing you would hear, I'm grown. Can't tell me how to live my life. I'm grown, you know, turned 17 and 18. I'm grown. That's all you hear out of their mouths. I'm grown. Can't tell me nothing, but you having babies. And all I can tell you is where I come from, you know, these young guys, they go, you know, they go keep tossing you around because you keep talking about it. You grown. You hollering. You grown. And, boy, I pray for her and just ask the Lord to just watch over her. Boy. And I mean, it's just like, God, you know. I just don't know why she, you know, it had. She just didn't want to listen. Oh, my God. I mean, boy. I mean, if you guys just could see her face, you would just say, this is a little, she looked like a little girl. And I mean, boy. It is just, oh my goodness. It's just, I don't even know how to put it. You know. And they, you know, she was at somebody's house in Fairfield, and she was with some new boyfriend, they said, and we don't know what happened yet. Still at the hospital in Fairfield at the coroner's office, and all they said is that she OD'd, and it looked like it was fentanyl or something at somebody's house. All we know is the boy's mom called the police. And no, they called the ambulance to come and get her. And they took her to the hospital, but they said that she OD'd on whatever it was, you know. And I guess they're doing an investigation now, but this is the dump. This is senseless with this stuff out here. You know,
amen.
But I just, you know, it's like, this is, to me, this is where, you know, our mistakes causes our future children to make mistakes as well. You know, our past mistakes, you know, and we don't even see this, how it harms our children growing up today, you know, because you may have kids and just out of when you come out of your past, from the drugs that God have taken you away from, you don't realize it's just that one child that has been watching you and decides to have that moment where they go rebel everything against you and walk your footsteps, walk down your path, and will try to do exactly what they seen you do, even though they have seen how it tore you apart. But they just want to see and feel whatever it was they thought you was feeling good and having a good time from. And Lord knows you wasn't having a good time. But now, at this point, you can't tell your child or that child, this is not fun. I don't want to see you walk this path. And every day now, there is somebody child that heart is blowing up, that is ODing and dying from our mistakes. These are our mistakes. And yes, we to do something about it, because we caused it, calling ourselves having fun. And yeah, you look at what your fun has done. And everybody need to sit back and just think about it, how much fun you caused yourself, how much pain you caused on the loved ones that ain't even had a chance to have a good life or have life because you was having fun. And then as now, today, we sitting here and every, you know, one of us have to come to a prayer line. We have to go to church and we have to ask for forgiveness, because the church is our sanction where we come to get help, because we still are in our own, we're in our own sickness, trying to get out of it and recover. But you still got to realize who you've hurt, you know, because everybody got a child somewhere that's walking your footsteps and your path. That's all I got to say, you know.
Amen. Amen, Brother Greg. You're so correct today. Amen. About all the things you say that the things that we've done. We say it was fun, but we did hurt people, you know. We think about we as fathers, and especially if you're like me, you got children on the outside, and that the father wasn't there to be with the child that we so-called have on the outside. And because of that, all kind of things is taking place in their life. Now, I'm just going to talk about myself. I got two. And what we call that, I wasn't married to their mother, and they was raised by somebody else, and both of them been afflicted. Both of them been hurt. They both have had problems and still having problems dealing with the past. And I look at it, I can't say anything, but God forgive me because I can't change the past. Amen. I can just ask God for forgiveness for them, but there's hurt and pain in the two children. And I can even remember my daughter saying to me, you was with my mama, but you didn't love her. Oh, I blame you because you wasn't there. And you think about it and you say, well, it ain't my fault. That's not my fault. But really and truly, it really was, you know, because I was a person without wisdom. I was a person that didn't, you say without wisdom, some of the things I'm reading here now, you know, even about wisdom, that I didn't listen. I didn't listen to my parents about things, and because that was what the world did. I did what the world did. And then we got so many hurt young men, so many hurt young women, because we as a father, we fathered children that we didn't take care of, and we wasn't there to protect them, wasn't there to see after them. And even though we called it, at the time we was doing it, we called it habit fun. But then it's not the beginning of the thing, you know, it's the end of the thing. At the beginning, it looked like it was something good. But at the end, you can see it was a big mistake. And so now we got to overcome the mistakes that we made. We got to see God for forgiveness of the things that we've done because we realized we wasn't wise. We didn't heed to the word of God not to do those things. When God tell us, keep ourselves, we didn't keep ourselves. When he told us, sisters and brothers, keep yourselves, and we didn't do that. And we was all disobedient, amen. Thank God for God's grace, because if it wasn't for God's grace, amen, none of us could stand on this line today, amen, and say that I've been righteous and I've done everything right. None of us can say that today. So now we're living in a repentant state because we see our mistake. And this is why, you know, the Bible said, train up the child in the way that it should go. But, you know, just train them up and tell them about it. We can't say, you know, don't do as I say do. You know, we've heard that so long. Don't do as I do, do as I say do. No, that's not the way it goes. We have to be a doer of the word ourselves so that what we do can be an example to them to see, not just saying it. That is why James said, be a doer of the word and not just hearers only. And so even though we told them things and tried to give them wisdom, but we weren't following our own wisdom. We weren't following our own advice. You know, we gave our children all types of advice, but even though we didn't follow. And so, yeah, there's going to be some people hurt because of what we've done. The one thing we can't change, the one thing you got to look at, we can't change the past. We can make our future better. And this is what we're striving for now, to make the future better, to clean up our mistakes and the things that we've done wrong and try to get them right now. And so we can't. You can't change it. The only thing you can ask God to do is forgive you. And then you say, well, many times we give good advice, but then they don't listen to the advice that you gave them. Well, sometimes they can't turn around and say, I didn't know. You know, I had one of my daughters, oldest daughter, said, well, one thing I can say about Dad, I didn't say I obeyed what he did, but she said, I can't say that I didn't know. Because he sat down and talked me. He sat down and talked to us. He told us all about everything, but I didn't listen. And so when you don't listen, you go down a path. And for the path you go down by not listening, you're responsible for that path that you walk in. Amen. You're responsible once you find out what's right and you decide to do the other way. You're responsible for the path that you take once you've been made, once God has made known to you what is right. Amen. We can't say God winks at ignorance now and commanded men everywhere to repent. In other words, you can't say you didn't know. And even, you know, we get into the Bible, we look into Romans chapter 1, you know, it says when they knew God, they didn't acknowledge him as God and became vain in their own imagination. So this is what happened to most time, that when we know, we didn't acknowledge. And it's the righteous way she was being told to do, she didn't listen. And most of the time she didn't listen. So God said, now because you know, I told you, I'm going to hold you accountable for what you know. This is why when God judged, he's going to judge you by if you knew what right, he's going to judge you by what you knew. And so therefore, you know, we can't hold ourselves. We feel sorry. I know your condolence. Amen. We give condolence to you. I know you have a heavy heart for it. And the hard thing is about it, you say, well, they died. They died like a fool died without knowing God. And that is a terrible thing. That should be a pain to everybody, when you see, especially your loved one, when you see someone go. Yeah, that's a pain. It hurts. And it hurts because, you know, you see them going that way or went that way, and they died without wisdom, and they died without God. That's a thing. That is something that Jesus came and made to wait for us so that we wouldn't have to die without knowing God. Came to reveal the Father to us so that we could come to him, amen, and so that he could forgive us for the things, so that he can empower us to overcome things in our life. That is what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome the things that we've been tied to. The things we've been tied to, the Holy Spirit help us to overcome it. But that's what we was getting back yesterday, you know, when we were saying, that day you hear my voice. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. And I'm sure even in her life, she said, I'm still young. I still got time. I still got time. The Lord is not coming right now. I got time to do what it is. I'm going to have my fun while I'm young. You know, I said that. Well, Mama, I'm going to have my fun while I'm young. But I could have perished. But thank God for God's grace. He didn't allow me to perish in my sin. He gave me time to repent. He gave me time to change. And I just thank God for that. But many, many others that didn't get that opportunity, they thought they was going to have time. But time wasn't available for them. So I feel sorry for her, amen, for the way she went. I'm with you on that. I know you hurt, you see. But one thing we have to understand, that whatever God allows, we have to learn how to accept it. Amen. And so that's all I got to say about that, brother. I'm with you. I pray for your condolence. I pray for your sorrow. I pray for your pain. I pray for your hurt. And I pray that God will give you peace in the matter. Amen. Amen. He is Thanks. The peace. I pray God's peace upon you. Amen. I know after you think it out and think it over, you're going to come to an understanding. And then from that incident, you're going to learn something. You know, when Solomon said you learn more at a funeral than you do at a party.
Amen.
So sometimes we can learn more about someone's death than we can their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can look at the life that they lived and what happened to them. And so now you can more appreciate God now because you say, well, Lord, you know, I lived that same life, but you had mercy on me. Praise God. And so now you can praise God and thank God. Well, thank God you didn't allow me to go that way. Hallelujah. Thank God he didn't allow you to go that way, that he had mercy on you, amen. And he said that his love and his grace upon you, not to allow you to go down the same path and the same thing happened to them that happened to you. And so praise God. Now you should be able to praise God when you look back over it after a day or two, after you mourn a while. You look back over a day or two, you're going to learn now how to more appreciate God. We should all learn now how to more appreciate what God did for you. Amen. Thank the Lord. If there's someone else came on the line, you got a testimony. You got a prayer request. Amen. You got a praise request.
Minister Ray just got on.
Minister Ray, you have anything? A testimony of something God brought you through, brought you over. Or he brought you out of, what God brought you out of. Do you have anything to say? Or just give a praise to God. Just for, if nothing else, for your salvation. He didn't allow you to be lost. He turned your life around. Somebody needs to hear that today. Minister Ray?
Yeah, the light was coming on, then it went off. He's still here.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God then today. Amen. We're not going to hold up today. There are many that didn't show up today. Maybe they had to, Pastor Tony sent a text that he couldn't make it because he had a meeting today. Amen. Somebody said they was babysitting. They didn't want the noise on the line because they babysitting. Is there anyone else? Amen. Y'all pray. I just going to praise. We're going to pray for Sister Brad. Amen. I know she was in the hospital. Amen. Brother Brad's our wife. She went to the hospital, a little fluid on her. And so we won't put her on the prayer list and pray for her. And I'll pray for Dr. Sims, amen. Dr. Sims, he's had two hernia operations. And now it's flaring up again. We pray that he overcome that, amen. He overcome that. And I just thank God today, you know, I'm going to say it again. I had that cough going on about 3 weeks there. And someone told me, get you some lemon and some honey and drink it hot. And after about the third day, I drank that lemon and honey, the cough was gone. So I thank God that God can use some natural things. Amen. He can use some natural herbs or whatever you got to overcome some of these things because all this medicine do is break you down. Amen. And so we need to learn. You know, I think about the Bible talk about the leaves are for the healing of the nation. The leaves are for the healing of the nation. In other words, that God said he could take his herbs and take his leaves, and that can be for your healing. And so sometimes we have to get some herbs. Because you go to the doctor, they don't know what's wrong with you. And then you can get some natural stuff there and drink it or take it. And all of a sudden, those things disappear. Amen. You got healed by the herbs. You got healed by the leaves. So, you know, I'm going to start looking into that more.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Finding some natural solution that you can take that won't break your body down. Amen.
Right.
And especially us men, you know, we get to take that blood pressure medicine. Amen. It stops one thing and it breaks down something else. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. It starts breaking you down. Amen. Is there any testimony? We're not going to hold you up because they didn't show up. They didn't say nothing. We're not going to hold you up today. Amen. Is there any testimonies, praise report from anybody today? Anyone want to be saved today? Amen.
This is Sister Doris. Hello.
Amen. Go ahead.
Pastor. This is Sister Doris.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just wanted to give a testimony also and ask for prayer as well. A testimony that I went to the doctor Wednesday for my ankle, and they did the MRI. So I'm just praying in my heart that things will come back. The results will come back good. I'm still having some pain. I know you guys have prayed for me and prayed over the line for me, and my ankle was feeling so much better. And now I went and did the MRI Wednesday. But today I kind of, and yesterday, had some more of the same pain that kind of arise back because it was gone for like a good 3 days or so. And
man,
I was able to walk pretty much well fine, but it's kind of swelling back up on me. So I just want to know if you can continue to pray for me and pray that my results come back good. I know the pin has to come out, and I know they're talking about doing a surgery as well to remove it. But I'm still just going on faith and standing with God that it is healed. It is healed. And I'm just praying for that the results come back, you know, showing not so much damage as I know that it was before. Also, my husband, Lathan, if you can keep him in your prayers, he went today, too. He did his prostrate also. Wednesday he had to go and do some work, lab work, and he's going now to find out his results of his lab works with his doctor this morning as we speak. So I just wanted, if you can continue to lift him up in prayer too for his prostate and that there is no cancerous in him. Also, my daughter, I asked that you guys had prayed for her, Kiana. With her stomach, she was going through the real severe abdominal stomach pain. And I just thank the Lord. And she also, too, told me to thank you all because when you prayed for her and I prayed for her and anointed her as well, her stomach pains have eased up and lifted up and the anxiety.
Thank you,
is
Jesus.
Leaving out of her body. She's
thank
able
you,
to
Jesus.
Eat now. Praise
thank
God.
You, thank
and
you,
hold her food down. Thank the Lord. Because she was in a real, real bad way. And I've been having her here with me for the past 3-4 days and just over. And she's feeling much better. And she says to tell you all, thank you so much. So if you guys could just
amen.
Keep us all in your prayers, we truly appreciate
amen.
It. And we will do the same for your family as well. And God bless you all, and thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you. God. Give God a hand praise for that. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God is good. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give God a praise for easing the pain of Sister Doris. Amen. Just give the Lord a hand. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just give a praise to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise
Brother,
God. Praise
Mothers, pastors, mothers, not to cut you off because we had to move fast because the men get on and off. Anyway, not to cut you off, but Brother Smothers is on the line.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Pastor. So you have a back up here. Go ahead.
Well, I'm riding right now, and this thing is making a lot of noise, but I just want to thank God for keeping me another day from my hands and my birth. Things seem to be getting better.
The ministry that I'm doing now, the homeless ministry. I want to thank everybody for their support. And thank you guys for your help. It's really been a blessing. I wasn't really expecting too much, you know, and because I always go, you know, a little help here, a little there, but people have been donating and coming through and, you know, offering to bring food and clothing and things, and it's really been such a blessing. I'm overwhelmingly grateful for you guys. I thank God for y'all. I appreciate just everything from the smallest 1 cent to the biggest dollar. I just thank everything. I mean, I thank y'all for everything and anything. And I love y'all. Thank Mama Lotus. Thank you, Bishop. Thanks, Sister Denise. Thank just everyone on here for your prayers, your support, your motivation, your word to spread the ministry, sharing the flyer, just everything. And I've been praying for me because I'm stepping out in faith, doing this for the Lord. I heard him tell me to go do it. I actually heard the Holy Ghost. And so this is all, it's not new, but it is new. So just pray for me that I have good leadership skills, that I represent God, that I don't go out there fumbling and falling and fumbling the ball. And I want to just represent God, his people, and get his people. So pray for God to keep my heart positioned to worship him, praise him, and to give him all the glory. And I just want to acknowledge everybody and just thank everybody, no big eyes, no little U's, but everybody. I'm so thankful, and I'm so grateful. God bless you. I love you. Thank you, Sister Denise, for always motivating me, pushing me, telling me to go. And thank you, Bishop Page, for always supporting, just being there. That's just thank you. And I can't wait to have the opportunity to bless you guys back. And just to, you know, with prayer, with service, whatever you may need as well. Because we are in the kingdom together, and I feel the love, and I thank you for it. And just keep me in prayer to stay on the right path. I really need that. I just want to stay with a humble heart, with no pride in myself, but always putting God first and acknowledging him. You know, that's what I want to do, and to get his people, you know, the highways and the byways, and not ever be afraid or scared or ashamed of the gospel. So I love you guys. Thank you. I appreciate y'all, and I love y'all. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Josie. The flyer that she sent, if you guys need information on the flyer, she does have information. This is coming up. This is actually coming up next week, next Saturday. So, Sister Josie, she can give you more information. It's going to be November 12th at 2 p.m. Amen. And she is sponsoring. She said if you want to sponsor a meal for $12 or any amount of donation is appreciated. So they'll be next Saturday, the 12th at 2 p.m. She also has her Cash App, JCIL1234. So all the information you guys can get, I send some texts and group stuff out. But thank you. Thank you, Sister Josie, evangelist in the making. God bless you. Be encouraged. Amen.
God bless you. Oh, I wanted to say, I know with the Cash App, some people may see the face. It don't say Josie, it say Denicia. So people be confused. They're like, who's that?
Right.
You know, Josie, that's my nickname, my middle name, but my name is Denicia. And so y'all don't go telling nobody my government name now. No.
Don't tell the government.
I realize some stuff in the history. I don't need to go now.
But that's
the name that's on there, Denicia, you know.
Don't forget to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to the Black